Now, John Connell is a writer and farmer from Longford, where he lives with his wife, Viv, and their young son, Ted. This morning, he recounts a road trip that he and his wife, Viv, took recently. A journey that in one way began in Longford and ended in Dublin, but in another way began in Vietnam in the 20th century and ended in Ireland in the 21st. I'll let him explain this himself.
What does it mean to be Irish? What does it mean to belong? What does this land we stand upon say about ourselves? And how does it shape us? These were all the questions my wife and I asked each other last week as we made our way to Dublin. We were on a special trip, a long-awaited day when my wife Viv, a Vietnamese-Australian, would become an Irish citizen. We left the farm early and drove on the busy roads to the convention centre to be greeted by hundreds of people waiting to enter the building. They were, I realised, her fellow would-be citizens. They were the face of the new Ireland. Some, I supposed, had fled wars. Others had come to build a new life. They were all united in the same purpose that morning. There was a great magic to it all, a great excitement. In the building, the applicants and their guests were separated to fill out one last piece of paperwork. It was, I reasoned, the last time Viv and I would be separated like this. In the auditorium we took our seats, me in the back and she in the front, with the now 1,000 or more people to be enrolled. A band struck up some popular melodies while we waited, and soon the ceremony was underway. A minister spoke, a judge enrolled them, and in no time we were all standing to hear the national anthem. It was over, I suppose, in an hour, and yet everything had changed in that time. Viv, like the 1,000 other people, was now Irish. She looked the same, but in speaking after, amidst the smiles and handshakes, I knew she felt different. This was the end of a journey. Viv was still a proud Vietnamese-Australian woman, but she was also now Irish. She said that she felt she had not left anything behind, but rather had gained something more. She was a dual citizen and could rightly hold on to both cords. That's the beauty of the new Ireland that is being built. You can hold on to your past and embrace your future. I felt an enormous feeling of pride that day, not just for Viv, but for the country that we all have created in the form of Ireland, a land that welcomes, a land of opportunity. It was not that long ago that we were the ones leaving in droves to all the four corners of the earth. The judge who enrolled everyone into their citizenship advised that we write down about the day, that we remember it, that stories, family stories, are important. My wife was the daughter of Vietnamese refugees who fled a war and moved to Australia. She in turn came to a farm in the Irish Midlands and is now Irish. All this within two generations. There is more to be wrote of that, I am sure. We will write it together, she and I. It is the story of our life.
Writer and farmer John Connell, and many congratulations to Viv and all the new Irish citizens. John's latest book, 12 Sheep, is published by Allen and Unwin. Well, that's it.